The Body of Christopher Creed, Disc 4.
Chapter 11. Allie's mom wasn't even home. It looked like she had gone out with that Albert guy after Beau raised that stink. So picking up Greg and just leaving a note was not a major problem. It was about 11 o'clock, and Greg flung himself sleepily into the car. Allie had packed two backpacks, one for her and one for Greg. My mom just drove on in silence. When we got back to the house, she took Greg up to the spare bed in my room, and me and Allie wandered into the kitchen. Allie looked completely dazed. Her eyes were really swollen as they swept around the kitchen. "I haven't slept over here since, like, third grade," she said with an absent laugh. "Remember how we would string burglar traps across the bedroom door frames? God, funny how things change. Now we're the criminals." Her grin faded away to nothing, and I said I didn't think we were criminals. She just flopped into a chair and didn't answer me. My mom came in and sat at the table. Her tired eyes glared. "You guys have about 2 seconds to start spilling it." "Mom, the story is so long and so complicated," I stumbled. "I mean, what do I tell her? About Allie's mom? About Beau helping Allie and Greg with the pervert? About Mrs. Creed searching her kid's room like she was scared for herself?" It was all a part. My mom was watching Allie, and she sighed. "Look, I do understand one thing." Her jaw bobbed up and down a couple times. "You know how you kids hear about every other kid's business in school? For example, you know who goes out with whom, who's in hot water with whom, who cheated on a test, and all that. And while you know all these things, you think the teachers are oblivious to it." We both sort of nodded. "Well, the grown-up world is the same way. We know which grown-ups go out with whom, who's in hot water with their neighbors, who is living differently than they used to. And you guys are sort of oblivious to it. Okay?" Allie's eyes moved from the table to my mom, and they stared at each other for a minute. "I just want you to know that we know more than you think, and your staying here isn't a problem," my mom said. I didn't know what Richardson had added to the info my mom was hinting about. I knew he had added something, or Allie wouldn't be here.